Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, January 9th, 2025. Yesterday, I mentioned a few of the bills that the state legislature will be working on over the next few months. I'll let you know about more of the bills as we have time on Around Town. And as always on Around Town, when the legislature's in session, we keep an eye on the sausage making and try to give you a heads up if there's an opportunity for you to weigh in at a public hearing. Today, here are a few bills that have to do with elections here in Maine. LD 9, an act regarding campaign finance disclosure, that's sponsored by Senator Hickman, Democrat of Kennebec. This bill, if it's passed in its current form, would make several changes, including authorizing the Commission on Governmental Ethics and Elections Practices to assess a penalty of up to 5 times the amount of the contribution when a person has made a contribution in the name of another or knowingly permitted the person's name to be used to effect such a contribution. It would require that the website of a candidate, party committee, political action committee, or ballot question committee that advocates for or against a candidate or ballot question must identify the person who financed the website. It would clarify that an organization that receives contributions or makes expenditures exceeding $5,000 to influence a municipal referendum in a town or city with a population of less than 15,000 people must register and file campaign finance reports with the commission. It would require also that text messages that expressly advocate for or against a ballot question disclose the name of the person that financed the messages when that person has spent more than $500 on the messaging campaign. Again, that is LD 9, an act regarding campaign finance disclosure. And LD 38, an act regarding photographic identification for voting, sponsored by Senator Timberlake, Republican of Androscoggin, and co-sponsored by Senators Farron, Republican of Somerset, Stewart, Republican of Aroostook, Libby, Republican of Cumberland, and Lyman, Republican of Livermore Falls. This is the latest attempt at a photo ID requirement in Maine for voting. It would require the presentation of proof of identity in the form of a photograph identification document when voting in person. Acceptable forms of photographic identification are a current and valid driver's license or a non-driver identification card issued in this state, a U.S. passport, military identification, or a permit to carry a concealed handgun issued in this state if that permit includes a photograph. An identification issued by a college or university may not be accepted for voter identification if this bill were to pass. It would also allow a person who doesn't possess a photo identification document to request a free special voter photograph ID card from the Secretary of State. As of Wednesday afternoon, none of the committees have posted public hearings on the legislative calendar. We'll keep an eye open for that and let you know. You can send your feedback on either of those bills or anything else to your legislator at any time, whether they're on the committees that will be hearing these bills or not, obviously. And if you're not sure who they are, you can find that. More information about these bills and all of the other bills that are being presented during this session at legislature.maine.gov. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow.